Jennifer's old room.
Mom, that's the craziest idea I've ever
heard. Be sensible here, all right? Think about it. You'll be comfortable, Gwen. You'll have everything you could possibly want. And if I can be there to help you through your pregnancy, both emotionally and financially.
Right. All for the price of her firstborn child.
Oh, stop being so cynical. You are in no position to be financially responsible for a family. You can't even manage your own money.
Then how would you know what I do with my money?
But maybe you should add to your queue because it's awesome fall season. And don't forget, Sweeps Month has started early for a lot of your favorite shows. It all starts next week. I can't wait. So there's a lot to talk about. So buckle up. Soap Night starts now.
All right, we're in for a treat tonight because we are not just sponsored by one. We have two sponsors tonight. First is a natural skincare product by Her Beauty Bar. We'll be talking about that very soon. Also, Adam Newman fans on Facebook. So, let's get the parties going. Here we go.
When did I realize my friend was addicted to frozen food porn? He can't stop taking devour pics, or as he calls them, D-picks. Even during the game. This addiction can happen to anyone. It is hard to resist. At least turn the flash off, man. Thank you.
those do?
Well, this one, anti-nausea for the chemo. Others are vitamins and, well, this one. Yeah, one, no. But this isn't the hard part. This is the hard part.
There. That's good, right?
Got it, right?
Josh,
it looks fine.
Yeah, but does the place look good enough to be on camera? That's the question.
Josh, it's only Tulsa World. Granny's watching that show.
Yeah, but see, Billy, here's the thing. Grannies, they're the ones that have all that money, you know, and we still need all the contributions we can get for the H.B. Lewis Center. So if this thing doesn't go well, that's going to be a bad thing for us.
Josh, calm down. You've been on television before. You know this speech by heart. And besides that, you're going to have a bona fide TV star with a real Lil Shane sitting right next to you.
Hello?
Hi, it's me.
Hi, where are you?
I'm on my way to see Jonathan.
Reva, the reporter's going to be here any minute.
I'm sorry. I can't make it.
What?
Jonathan needs my help.
Reva.
It's important. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, so is this, sweetheart.
Cassie can sit in for me.
No, Reva, you can't push this off on Cassie.
Well, sweetie, she knows more about the project than I do anyway.
Yeah, but she doesn't have the history that you do with HB, and that's the whole point of this.
I will definitely make this up to you, I promise.
How many times can you do that?
Too many times already. But this time I think I really let him down.
Hey, call him back.
I can't. He has to do this interview, and I have to do this before I lose my nerve. Looking at my skull, trying to see if I have any weird lumps or bumps or splotchy birthmarks or anything.
Well, you got a good head.
I think that's probably the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
We don't have to do this.
Yes, we do, because I'm already losing clumps of hair. You know, I cut it once to try to hide it, but...
Sure.
It's gonna grow back. You know, it will. Quickly. So turn that puppy on.
That's Tammy. I'll just call it back.
No. Take the call. I need a few minutes to run my fingers through my golden locks.
Hey, what's up?
I'm at a bridal / baby shower. No, scratch that. I'm giving a bridal / baby shower.
Lizzie?
Who else?
So, Coop's gonna marry Lizzie, then. That's good. That's definitely good for the baby.
Listen, I know we were going to do lunch, but that was before.
No, it's okay. I have something else I need to do, too, so... Okay, I love you, too. Bye.
You're going to let Coop marry Lizzie?
Better him than me.
Jonathan, you keep me...
Hola.
Hello.
Hi. You're live on Willie's View Podcast. How's it going?
It's going great. How about yourself?
Oh, it's going good. All right. So, what's going on today? What do you want to talk about?
Okay, so are we talking books first, or are we going to start out with the sponsor?
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about the sponsor, because that way the audience can hear that you're a sponsor tonight.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it. Hurt You Beauty Bar is sponsoring the show today. And just to give you a quick background on what we offer an all-natural skincare line, which includes body butters for skin moisturizing. It's great for hair as well. And it's also good for if you're undergoing radiation treatment and also if you're dealing with eczema, because it has anti-inflammatory properties, anti-aging properties, antioxidants as well, with the vitamin E, manuka honey. It has also shea butter, coconut oil, tamanu oil as well, that's healthy for the skin. We also offer our skin cleansing soap milk as well, with all natural coconut milk in it. So all of our products geared toward people that are looking for alternative skincare that's naturally based, plant-based, that can really, really nourish the skin at the same time. You don't have to worry about harsh chemicals or anything that could harm or damage the skin and things that you put on the skin that can get into the body. So for those that are interested in checking out the skincare line, you can go to myskincarenatural.com. And right now we do have a sale going on that if you buy two items, you get one free. So you can mix and match if you want to do a complete set. Our sugar scrubs are good for exfoliation, so if you're doing self-pedicures. And also, even with our cleansing soap milk, you can use it not only on face and body, but you can also use it for hair shampooing as well. So check it out again at myskincarenatural.com. And without, you know, taking up a lot of the time, I also wanted to mention why the skincare line was created last year. I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and you know, I was concerned about not only what I put in my body, but from my body. You know, I finished treatment. Thank God, everything is now back to normal. So I'm glad I caught it early. Mammogram saved lives, so let me throw that out there as well. It gave me, especially when I got ready to go through radiation treatment, the skincare butter, the body butter, is what I created because I kind of wanted to get away from some of the other stuff that they had out there that you use after treatment, and I don't want to put that other name of that other product that's out there, but I wanted something all natural, and it worked for me. My skin bounced back really quickly, and that's what gave birth to the rest of the skincare line, looking for something all natural. I also want to shout out our since this is a soap group, I mean, a soap podcast, I want to shout out, oh, go ahead, you want to say something, Lily?
Oh, no, I'm enjoying your enthusiasm, this is good. You're doing two sponsorships in one night.
I want to make sure I include everything. Again, I want to thank you so much for giving me that option as well, so thank you. I also wanted to say that the Adam Newman's fans group on Facebook. If everybody wants me, I do daily live video and recaps about the current day episode. So I will be doing one later today. So look out for that if you want to come on over and check us out. Join the group. We talk all stuff Adam. So if you are an Adam Newman fan, come on over and join the group. We would love to have you. We would love to sit and chit-chat and talk and just enjoy each other's dialogue in that group. So that's what I have so far.
Well, I'm definitely glad that you got to do your sponsorship of your skincare product. That definitely has me excited because I agree with you. We need to do more natural things and not just fall for the, you know, the simplistic of it all of just, you know, what's out there, because it's not always good for your body, just anything. And it's good that you take the time to look at your product and you're ready to promote it. And as soon as I heard about that, I'm like, you know what? I got to get her on. We got to promote it today. And then also and then your Adam Newman group, that's just an amazing group. I am just, you know, I enjoy being a member and I love being a part of the group. And, you know, pretty soon I'll throw in some trivia your way to the group, but I really love it. It's really cool. And what I love about the part about your group is that there's no discrimination as far as, like, heaven forbid, if someone doesn't agree with that person, they don't like Adam Newman, you don't throw a war like other Facebook groups, which to me, you know, between us, I'm going to be honest, I think there's just too many Facebook groups because they're starting to repeat themselves kind of like recycled newspapers. And
correct.
I think they're, you know, I think maybe Facebook needs to throw a little stipulation or maybe a limit that, you know, we don't need to have so many copycatted groups, because no wonder that Facebook is so infested with so much spam, because look at what's being promoted as far as considered a quote soap groups. a lot of them aren't even soap groups. They're just fake groups that they've got the label of it, but yet all the spam is being sent out in that direction. And then the innocent groups, like our groups that we create, are the ones that get affected. And then the fans are upset because they're like, what is all this nonsense on this page? Well, you know, Facebook needs to take responsibility for their actions.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I mean, I am also an admin in a few other soap groups, and I'm constantly, because, and they're a lot larger. I know with the Adam Fans group, it's a medium-sized, close-knit community, and because it focuses on Adam Newman, the character, and any storylines related to him, we are pretty much all on the same team. There have been a couple folks that tried to get in there and start some contention because they weren't true Adam fans and they wanted to come and start trouble. But we've been able to manage that as well. You know, it's like,
yeah,
if you're not an Adam Newman fan, why are you here if you're going to come and trash the character? So,
right, and you need to do that. You, I think administrators really need to start stepping up to their game. And I'm being truthful about this because I'm an administrator in my groups. And, you know, we need to quit playing around. You know, either you're going to take your group serious or not. Because if you don't take it serious, then, you know, what's the point of having a group?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
I mean,
so,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was curious. So what do you think about this whole Adam Newman storyline? Are you cool with it? Are you ready for some changes? Because as I teased y'all groups before, there's some major stuff coming on in October, and I kind of wish it was October right now.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You know, Sweeps Month starts official in November, but a lot of shows are starting early this year, which is smart. It kicks off early next week. That's why 911 on Fox is doing the tsunami storyline real fast, because it's a Sweeps Month event. But
okay,
I think that's what's going on, is a lot of our daytime soaps are dragging themselves literally like by the hair until Sweeps. And it's like, I think they kind of need to take responsibility as well, that if you're gonna do a story, you need to commit to it.
Right. Well, just to go back to your original question, how I feel about the storyline with Adam Newman. Originally, when they brought him on back in late spring, it was kind of interesting to see what the direction they were going to take. And up to a point, there were Adam Newman haters that was actually jumping on to be a fan, because it was strictly about them keeping him to Christian, him being shot by Chloe. Then Nick is always, he punched him in the face. And, you know, it was so many events prior to the medication up dosage that there were a lot of people feeling sorry for him. So I'm like, okay, maybe they're going to do a redemption story. Because, I mean, that's what, you know, some of the discussions that I've had on other podcasts back in early August, it's like, okay, look like they're going to a redemption storyline. Then the month of September came along, and then they kind of switched directions by they wanted to make it appear that Adam thought that Victor was the one that tried to run him over. So that is retaliation move. But it really, really, I was like, oh my God, no, they didn't go that direction when they had Adam do the up dosage to kind of throw him off his rocker, you know, and a lot of those bandwagon jumpers that flipped from the Haven side to the fan side went back with abandonment back on the hater side. I mean, there was some Adam fans that was kind of questioning, like, oh my God, why did they do that? So, you know, for a while, I thought they were going to do a redemption because everybody was at Adam. Take his kids, take his wife, you know, with Chelsea and Nick thing, you know, and everybody hates him. He has no friends, blah, blah, blah. And then they went with this medication thing, and it's like, no, But like you said, Willie, October is going to be interesting. So I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly. It's going to be like a roller coaster ride. I tell people you need to buckle up because it's going to be so good. And then, you know, as we all know about Angelica being let go from Young and the Restless, that's a big deal. People say it's not, but really it is, because it's kind of like a subtle way of them telling you there's somebody else coming into the set of Y&R and they're going to make changes. You can tell the difference kind of right now, the direction the show is going. It feels like you're going on a seesaw, going up and down, you don't know if you're going to fall, because there's so many changes going on behind the set.
That is so true.
I mean, as far as I was told, they're supposed to be getting another writer, but I don't know. I don't know if she's going to be another writer or another head writer or what's going on, but I know there's some major changes coming up, and it starts in October. That's what I was told. And you're going to feel the changes, because you're going to feel it from the sets to the stories. And unfortunately, yes, Y&R is known, unfortunately, for this era. They're doing too many rewrites, and it's showing the lackluster of it. It's showing on the show, and that's why ratings are so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way they milked it for Adam, and I love Adam, but they didn't have to overdo it, almost Adam every day. It's kind of like an overkill. Because then fans feel that, oh, well, then Adam's taking over the show. We'll call it the Adam Show. It's not that. It's just, this is where, as me as a writer, will tell the fans, blame the writer, because it's the writer that's making the show look bad. I'm a writer myself, and I wouldn't just put Adam on every single day like that, because then you're kind of forgetting about the rest of the cast, which also is disrespectful to the actors, because you have a lot of Emmy-nominated winners there. There's no reason to treat them like that. I mean, look at what happens on General Hospital. They're doing the same thing, and it's over bloated cast. And look at the way it's shifting bad. They've already had like so many exit doors, and it's not even stopping. Apparently there's some more going on. And then again, in October, they're also going to have another person come in on set. So, I mean, it's time for daytime to really change, and it needs to be for the better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we said the same thing on the other podcast that I'm on in regards to them pushing Adam so much, you know, and a lot of people was like, okay, well, I mean, granted, it was negative attention because of how they was treating Adam, but he was on cameras almost every day.
Yeah, and I'm so cool with that. I mean, I love Adam,
right,
but you don't want to overkill the story because, I mean, look, because now we're sweeps month, and I mean, to me, it feels like a balloon, and they're gonna let the air out, and then what happens? What are you gonna have for sweeps? Leftovers? That's bad.
Exactly. You know, and I think because I know Josh Griffith contract will be up in January, so he's gotta come with it if they're going to, you know, keep him around as the head writer or whatever. So, you know, it'll be interesting what's going to happen in the month of October that's either going to make or break that situation, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm already hearing rumors about somebody getting fired, and I won't be surprised if it is Josh because, I mean, let's be honest. Angelica adored Lola and Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was okay to a point, but look what happened. They overdid it again. They were showing them way too much all the time. There's no breathing room for any characters to evolve. And then you put Theo in the mix, and Theo's sleeping with Summer, which is great. But where's the storyline? Where's the depth? Where's the action? I mean, I think the writers in daytime, I think they're just lazy, and they're not being truthful to the fans, that they can't really find true writers. They just want to bring, like, maybe people from recycled through the year past, and they're just like, oh, well, let's just write so-and-so for this week. And, you know, it's not like that anymore. Fans fight back. I mean, I'm proud to say, look what we did to Mal Young. I'm glad he got fired.
Yeah, I think what killed this situation is the whole JT storyline. That storyline went way too long.
And it ruined a legacy character, and that upset me as a fan.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I just think where I did find some points over the past, I would say, 3 to 4 months, is the whole thing with Billy Abbott and that storyline. I mean, before Justin Hartley left, everybody reconciled with Adam. I mean, Chelsea was in love with him. She was about to run off and sneak off to Paris. You know, Nick was helping him try to, you know, maintain everything. And then he comes back and it's like the whole history of that reconciliation went right out the door. Now, I mean, granted, you know, you can flip a storyline at any given time, but from hearing from fans and the groups that I'm in, and even with conversation on podcasts, that's the biggest issue with some of the Adam Newman fans, is that, okay, what happened to that history? All of a sudden, it's almost like that never existed in 2013. It was
right.
Like, you know, wiped out. So, I mean, and then the instant redemption of Chloe and Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea basically ran off with Christian and then dropped him off on a stoop last time she was here, and then all of a sudden, Nick just forget all about it. I need you to come live with me. And the same thing with Chloe. I mean, Chloe tried to kill Chelsea's husband, blew him up in the cabin, and then all of a sudden, in less than 30 seconds, oh, okay, we can be besties again. You know, I mean, it wasn't that, you know, that whole thing, how they did that, some of the other storylines in the past few months, I don't know, it was just too quick. You know, if you're going to trash Adam like every move he makes, okay, Chloe's tried to kill him 3 times. Billy now tried to kill him for the 2nd time. You know, so, I mean, but Billy can walk right and sit in the front room and crash in one of the main chairs. I mean, so it's pretty interesting how, you know, it's going. So that's just my theory on the last few months.
And I'm enjoying your theory, because there is a lot of truth to that. It's just like they forget, like, the things that Chelsea did before she left, to supposedly because of Adam being dead. Like, hello, she did knock Sharon out before she left. Why was she not at least taken to jail and dealt with that? I mean, I know a lot of people fought for Paul to return, but let's be honest, Paul's not doing anything.
Nope.
You know, and again, these are Emmy-nominated, you know, actors, and they're winners, and the shows are treating them like they're day players. Again, I don't think they're really paying attention to the actual history of the shows that they write for, because if you look at the way the scripts are written and the stories, and, you know, I talk to people as well, and it's amazing the reactions the fans are saying. And I'll be honest, I don't watch Young and the Restless like I used to every day. It's just, it's not as exciting like it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you, because I usually catch it the night before, you know, because I'm
right.
In the U.S. and I catch the video the night before. There have been times where I'm fast-forwarding through certain scenes because it's sleepy time. You know, it's just boring.
Oh, it is, so, and it's sad. I mean, because I'll admit it, I just fast forward a lot of, and then it's over. But
yeah.
I will give you a juicy spoiler, since you did call in, so this is your reward. There's two. Adam will be sharing a deep connection to, you know, Michelle Morgan's character. I can't wait for that happens, because that's going to be good. I don't know if Josh wrote it. Whoever wrote it deserves praise, because it's really good. I'll admit that. That's really juicy coming up. And then the other spoiler for you, and this is kind of dumb, but apparently when everybody's ready to put Adam to go to jail, there's going to be this twist coming up where apparently Victor is going to betray the Newmans by telling them, oh no, Adam's not going to jail. All I want him to be is in charge of Newman Enterprises. Now, you tell me, how stupid is the story going to get?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It don't.
You know what, on the when I had the conversation, I mean, when I was on live yesterday in the group, one of my theories would have been maybe he's upset because Victoria didn't tell them that, you know, Billy ran him over and they're keeping secrets, and maybe he'll get upset if Victoria kick her out and put him in. I don't know, but if they just switch like you kind of described it with no reasoning on why.
There's going to be upset fans. I won't lie. There's going to be fans upset because Sweeps is coming up, and that's where the shows take their chances of ratings, and that's fine. But what they don't realize is they're putting themselves further on the line, because if the ratings continue to sink, then I predict that we're going to lose at least 2 soap operas by within 2 years the way it's going.
Yeah. I mean, if they stay on this same track, or they don't get a decent writer who's going to come up with good, interesting, quality storylines for these, especially like you said, for these Emmy-nominated and Emmy-winning actors and actresses, then yeah, I'm honestly surprised Eric and Melody are still there. I mean, you would think that they want good stuff, you know.
And they're treating them as, I mean. There's times I can't stand Victor Newman, but still, they forget that these veteran actors and actresses, they deserve their recognition too. I mean, look at poor Jill. They're barely treating her like she's on at all. I mean, wouldn't she only come in like during a crisis or when she needs to baby Billy? I mean, how pathetic is that?
Exactly. It's horrible. And poor Lauren,
oh my God, Lauren's just a model now. She's barely even on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my God, girl, did you watch American Horror Story last night? Guess who was on it?
I didn't watch it, no. I wasn't available to watch it.
Okay, if you don't have it, let me know. I'll send it your way. It is amazing because our Young and the Restless hunk, Zach Tinker, which was Finmore, was on it last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. You've got to watch it. It's intense. I tweeted him last night, and he liked my Twitter, which was cute. But I told him, I said, I love the show, but you killed it last night. And I gave a little tease about that, because everybody on Twitter is like, what do you mean you killed it? What, was he on there and nobody told us? I'm like, I think he was a surprise cameo or something, because it was amazing, and I'll send it to you so you can see it, but oh my God, that's what I'm talking about. Y&R does not value the actors that they have. Zach Tinker is amazing, and for them to forget Finmore by just doing it off-screen, and this is the problem with daytime, they do too many off-screen stories that they don't make sense on the show.
Zach on canvas to play Finn, when they had, what's the other girl name? Devon's sister and Lola.
Oh, God. I could not stand the sister. It's nothing on the actress, but the writing was so bad.
It was bad for her. And even, I think, I don't know if she tweeted this or something, but it was, and we talked about this on the podcast last month.
And this is an American Idol singer, and they treat her like that. That's wrong.
I think she actually stated that, you know, Y&R couldn't really fight for her. So, you know, I mean, between that and then taking Finn off canvas, I thought they were going to go somewhere with that. You know, Finn is coming back.
Exactly.
Then you had Kyle, and then Lola, and then remember last Christmas, Lola kissed Finn. I'm like, oh, crap, this one's scandal.
You know, that's where they dropped the ball. They had the opportunity. They could have really done a really spicy triangle between Summer, Finmore, and Kyle. And they could have added Anita or whatever her name is. They could have added her in the mix too. But that's the problem. I hate to say it, but they really don't focus on their stories very well. You know, and I'll be honest again, if you don't feel like writing for the show, May I suggest that you quit? Because you're really making the show look bad.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I mean...
I'm hearing rumors that maybe they might lure Chris Pratt, or Chris Pratt Jr., whatever, someone named Chris Pratt. It's the name is rumbling in my mind, but I'm hearing a Chris Pratt return, and you know, I'm like, I can't remember all the stories that they write, but I mean, if that's the choices that they want, that's fine, that's them. But I think it's time for fans to really fight longer for the show. Because otherwise, we're looking at, like I said, I predict a cancellation within 2 years. We're going to lose two soaps.
Yeah, they got to turn this around, and they got to turn it around fast.
So what are you enjoying Michelle Morgan's mystery character, or do you feel they just should have just let Hillary stay dead?
No, I'm a Michelle Morgan fan. So, I mean, I'm glad to have her back. I know it was my choice last year that, you know, she left because, you know, she was pregnant and she was about to have a baby. And there were some other issues that she couldn't work out, I think, contract-wise.
Yeah, and you know what? That upset me as a fan, that they treated her, I hate to say it, but they mistreated her so badly for Y&R. But yet they have supposedly the money to hire all these people back. And again, nothing on Michelle Stafford. But yet, you can bring Michelle Stafford, but you can't bring back Michelle Morgan without having to kiss ass. That's not right.
Yeah, honestly, I miss Gina.
Oh, I won't lie. I mean, I love Michelle Stafford. Don't get me wrong. But if I have a choice, I write Gina as Phyllis. I mean, I do fan fiction writing. And on My Young and the Restless, I've got Gina playing the role of Phyllis.
Oh, wow. Seriously, I could, and I know Michelle wore those shoes for, I think, 15 years, maybe longer, before Gina came in. And everybody was worried about Gina the first, you know, 5 years or so ago. But Gina nailed it.
My God, you know what? I'll be honest, I was not even worried a minute when I found out the casting, as soon as I heard about it. Because I heard about it early, but I kept my mouth shut because everybody was asking me, you know, they go to me and they go, I know you know who the new Phyllis is. I know you know who it is. Let me know. I'm like, no, I'm not going to tell you because I want it to be a big surprise. I want to see the fans' reactions. As soon as I told who it was, I knew we were going to have amazing lottery ticket winner because Gina is beyond phenomenal. She's like Kim Zimmer. You cannot go wrong with either of those actresses because they have it. They have the it factor. They just have it. I mean, it's there. And Michelle Stafford's great, but I think what it is they kind of are redoing too much of the old type Phyllis, which is fine, but we're in the new era of the Phyllis that she is now. And if you're just going to revert back to her old ways and being just old Phyllis and this, then of course it's going to get stale because we want action. We don't just want boredom.
Exactly, exactly. And I think she put a lot more passion into the character.
Oh my God, do you remember every time Gina talked to Phyllis? You remember how Michelle says it, but I love when Phyllis gets mad and she goes, "What? You're going there?" I mean, again, Phyllis can do it. I mean, Michelle Stafford has that point. But let's be honest, Gina can pull, she pulled the ratings on that. When she would get mad at Victor or she'd get mad at Nick, she'd throw that little line that Phyllis always says and says, "You're going there? You want to go there?"
Yeah, I'm telling you, she nailed it. She nailed it.
Oh my God, I swear. I mean, I love Gina. She's just amazing. And I, you know, you want to fix Y&R? Bring her back.
I mean, seriously, I understand that they look like what they're trying to do is pick up where they left off. Bring the old Chelsea back. Bring the old the old Phyllis back. Bring all these up. You know, I'm surprised Billy Miller didn't switch over.
Well, I heard rumors at the time that they were trying to see possibly luring back Billy Miller. But I don't think, I mean, I would love Billy Miller back as Billy Abbott, because I adore Billy Miller. But I'm going to be truthful. I'd rather wait uh-huh. for him to be back because I can't trust the writing right now of I can't trust the writing right now for them to write him as Billy Abbott. Because the way they're writing Billy Abbott right now with that split personality, it's too cheesy even for daytime.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. He has this so-called breakthrough, which I think, honestly, I don't know, that scene with the with Delia and the Jack and Phyllis and Adam and Jill, it was interesting. I don't want to discredit it.
Oh, it was, that's what I'm saying. They had it, they had a nugget of excitement. But it was going, and like, they were bringing in too many characters into the story. It wasn't giving the true nature of the, you know, the strong possibility of a good storyline. They were just, you know, it was going everywhere. It felt like, you know, a little kid doing crayons on a coloring book. It was going out of the lines.
Exactly. And then the other thing, too, I mean, little subtle, unrealistic things. Like, remember, he couldn't walk because he broke in his leg, and then now all of a sudden, he's walking perfectly. Now, I know things can quickly happen, but they could have at least kind of, you know, head up. Yeah, it was just like, and a lot of people commented in the other groups, like, okay, so Billy's leg is miraculously fixed.
I know, and then Chloe is automatically drops charges so she can be free. Hello, that just, you know, again, nothing on the actress, but I'm really not a Chloe fan. It's not just because of that. It's just they don't know how to write Chloe very well.
They don't. I mean, that whole scene yesterday, and I talked about it in a video, where she was at the front desk talking about, oh, I used to be an alien. I thought that was the stupidest thing ever. I was like,
I know, I was like that too. I was, you know what, I was literally like a facepalm in my face going, oh my god, the writing is already bad. But to see Chloe and Kevin being pulled into it, that's why I don't like Kevin and Chloe together, because it makes Kevin look really dumb. And this isn't Kevin. Kevin's smart. I mean, he's like Adam. They're really smart cookies. They know the darkness and they know the light. And for Kevin to just give in and say, oh, Chloe, that's just your alias card. Let's get the other card. Like, Kevin, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, think about it. I mean, Kevin is an IT person just like
Billy.
You know?
Oh, my God, that was so funny. It's so stupid. I know it's cheesy, but, like, I wanted to go through the screen. I wanted to check into that hotel. And I wanted to be that girl that pulls, you know, just like in high school when those girls, they don't shut up. You pull them aside and say, shh, be quiet. You're going to spill it. That's what Chloe was doing. You just gave away your whole lifetime story. Oh, we were aliases and we did this and we did that. I'm like, you know what, Chloe, just go back to jail.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she should be. After trying to kill Adam three times, and then she gets in the cabin.
And then Michael drops the charges for what? So she can open her big mouth to a stranger and tell him what they just did?
Yeah, exactly.
That makes Amber Moore look like an angel.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I loved Amber Moore. Do you remember Amber? She always opened up her mouth about secrets. I love her.
Yeah, they need to bring her back on either that or Bold 1 and 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been watching that, The Bold and Beautiful?
Oh, I watch it every day.
Oh, my God. I am in love, and I'm not a Ridge fan. I'm not. I don't care about Ridge. To me, I just like, okay, Ridge don't even exist, because I've been talking to so many people. They really messed up. I'm going to be honest. They should have hired Vincent Irizi, I hope I'm saying his name right, Lou Jack and Nick from Guiding Light, and Dr. David Hayward from All My Children. He would have been a great cast member to play the role of Ridge Forrester on Bold and the Beautiful.
So you don't like Forrester K playing that role?
I don't, because it doesn't feel like, I mean, again, there's a term we use as fans, but I hate to say it, but he's just phoning it in. He's really not being Ridge that we know and love, and I wasn't really much of a Ridge fan to begin with. I enjoyed Ron Moss as being Ridge to a degree, because Ridge really annoyed me. And I miss those moments. But with this Ridge, I'm like, I don't even care.
Yeah,
You know, again, it's nothing on the actor. It's just the writing or something. I don't know. It just doesn't fit right. Because when I see Ridge, I hate to say it, but Ridge and Brooke, they have no chemistry. There's nothing there. The only chemistry I see for Brooke is really Bill and maybe a stranger, but that was it. I mean, I just don't feel that,
you know,
that heat that Ridge.
The chemistry that Ridge have with anybody on that show is Quinn.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's so mismatched, it's not even funny because there's really, I mean, they're losing the heart of the characters and the stories that could really raise some good ratings, but they just make it so blah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what did you think about the whole baby swapping
thing? I hated it. And I hated it for so many reasons. Well, one, I'm not even a Hope fan. You'll laugh, but I call her Hopeless because I just can't stand Hope. I hate what they've done to Steffi. They really ruined Steffi. She's a strong character, and like Lauren on Young and the Restless, they're using her as a day player.
Yeah, now I heard that I think she wanted to take a little bit of time off camera because of the baby.
Oh, no, I understand that. That's, I mean, as a, I can always respect that. And I can see where they gave her the out of having Steffi run off with the babies and then the mystery of the baby swap being, like, milked up till she returned. That's understandable. But the rest of that storyline, it literally sucked because you involved so many characters. It was like an overbloated cast of being on lifeboat, what do you call it? The love boat of so many soap characters. People are like, you know what, I'm not even going to watch anymore. And that's what what's happened. Bold and Beautiful got the worst ratings of the year of being with, like, the worst storyline. I won't be surprised when the magazines come out with the worst storylines of this past year. I won't be surprised if that's one of the number one hits, is that damn baby swap storyline that we kind of wish never existed.
Now, you know, back whenever the reveal of Beth being alive, I think that was like the second week of August, that storyline gave Bold and Beautiful the highest ratings this year over the other three soaps. They were number one, and I think Y&R came in at number four that week. But
for the baby swap?
Yeah, for when the reveal came out.
Oh, no, the reveal was fine. I'm good for the reveal. I'm talking about the dragging of it. The way they like, all the nonsense, so-and-so's dead, so-and-so's dead. Oh, but I can't tell you about the baby, but I already, so-and-so knows about the baby. It's like, let's play a drinking game. Every time they say Beth, drink.
Gotcha. Yeah, because they, you know what, that storyline started the last week of December, and it didn't end to the middle of August. So, for 7 months or so, people were just so upset, and I was like, oh my God, when is this going to come out? I'm sick of it.
Right, and that's what you call that's what you call an umbrella storyline. As I can tell you that as a writer, I do that on my stories. An umbrella storyline, so people can understand, that's where you write a story that's not just 1 week or two, it's literally like 6 months to a year. But the problem is that this storyline, they really didn't commit to it. They were just writing out of, I hate to say it, but they were writing out of their ass because it was just going anywhere and anywhere, but it wasn't making sense of any part of the story.
So what do you think about Matt and Thomas involvement?
Okay, that was really crazy because I felt bad about what was going on with Thomas because he became psycho. And I'm thinking that he probably has, I don't know if I missed a few episodes already, but did they ever reveal if he has a brain tumor or something?
No, he's been off campus. He came back on campus on today's episode.
Okay, but I'm saying that's the only way they could redeem his story, maybe, is if they gave him something like that. And I hate to say it because it's too predictable, but they're going to have to do something because I keep hearing about they want to redeem his character to keep him on the show, of course. Either that or they're going to have to recast the actor. But either way, I adored him on Young and the Restless. Bold and Beautiful, it's kind of iffy, kind of 50-50 because he's good, but man, they really make him crazy.
Well, you haven't seen the spoiler
Oh, give me some dish. I haven't kept up on Bold and Beautiful spoilers. Only because, to be honest, some of the times, they just end up, they just sound recycled. So I really don't give it as much merit like I would Young and the Restless or Days of Our Lives or, I think that's all we got, right? I think we only got like three soap operas left.
Is it four?
I don't know. Sometimes it only feels like two sometimes in a day. General Hospital really, really hit me hard. The way they treated Billy Miller's I adore Steve Burton, but again, I don't believe in kissing ass for any actor or character. But that's what General Hospital is doing by doing this whole let's kiss up to Jason Morgan. Hello, it's not called The Jason Morgan Show. It's called General Hospital. And the way they did Billy Miller is they really just did him so bad because it's like they kind of ushered him out so fast just so they can have back their precious Jason Morgan. Which, again, that's just ruined the storyline because if that was the case, they should have just let Billy Miller go a long time ago and maybe it wouldn't have been so bad and that's why fans wouldn't be so mad.
Or do you like her over at
Y&R? That's the one that plays Elena, right?
Correct.
Okay, no. I liked her better on General Hospital. She was a little more spunky, and I love that. Oh, and in case you haven't heard her voice, she's a very good... she can sing. She's a very beautiful, awesome, talented singer. You've got to listen to her singing. She's amazing. But... I hate to say it, but Y&R is just not giving her character depth. And it's not because she doesn't have a job. It's not because she's dating Devon. But they're just not giving her own little niche of a corner. They're just putting her into these sections. Oh, with Nate. Oh, with Devon. Or even barely Mariah or Tessa. But they don't give her nothing for herself. And they're not really giving her character development. And I think that's the problem because I won't be surprised if I hear that she either quits or they fire her because there's just nothing with this character. It's not going anywhere.
Well, I'm hoping that they, if they keep hinting around that there's going to be this triangle where Nate is involved. You know what I mean?
Okay, so, yeah, I did. Yeah, I heard about that, and that's one of the Drewcy spoilers is that Nate and Elena are supposed to get closer, which is fine. I'm cool with that. If they can write it good because they have chemistry. But her as Elena and Devon, I don't feel it. I don't feel the chemistry. It's just, it feels like it's forced.
So let's go back to Adam a little bit. So with that spoiler that you were saying about him end up with Amanda, I wonder what the reaction is going to be from Chelsea and Sharon when they find that out.
You know what? I hope that these writers do justice because I would love to see Sharon and Chelsea show their true colors and show some jealousy because, you know, these are characters. They loved Adam, and I don't care if they really hate him now, but if they really loved Adam, they would at least show some type of reaction to this, what's coming up in October, because otherwise, what's the point of bringing back Chelsea?
Right.
I mean, are they just going to put her back so she can be back with Nick? Okay, that's fine. But what about the fans that are saying that there's no chemistry between her and Nick? Then, you know, you tell me, if that's the case, then you really don't have a reason to have Chelsea around.
No. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like you said, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what direction they can take that in if they get upset. You know, I hate what they've done to Sharon because originally they gave Sharon a stronger persona for a minute. You know, I'm really true to myself. I put myself through school. And granted, she loves Adam. But with what happened yesterday when, you know, she comes over there, oh, you know, do all of yourself, turn yourself in, and then I'll be like, okay, you want him to change for you, but you don't want to change and say, I'm going to stop being codependent on how humans know about me so I can be with you. Why should he give a portion of him, give all of himself when you can only give a portion?
Yeah.
So I didn't like
how they're right shit, because I thought they were going to bring those two back together, but
of course we know what's happening in October.
Oh my god, we're running out of time. We gotta bring you back. We gotta continue this very soon. This is awesome. I didn't even know we were gonna go over time. This is a good thing. So I'm definitely glad that you got to sponsor for today's show. And I'll keep you posted on more juicy spoilers. Thank you so much for being a guest today.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.
Alright, bye sweetie.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.